Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough or not, work in the entertainment industry. This is a place to put your feet up or down, or if you're exercising or driving or skateboarding or kite surfing or hiking or moonwalking or needlepointing or scrapbooking or gardening or refereeing or food shopping and coaching soccer or anything like that. Or if you're stuck in car line. If you could like a subscribe or leave a review, we'd be forever grateful. And please follow us on the gram, which is our favorite, Twitter or Facebook. Is it called Twitter anymore? X. In tonight's show, of course, the dads kick off with a little catch-up, a little back-to-school chatter and feelings about the month overall, and its renewal of sorts. And then they'll have their take on parent tweets of the week, which will also center around back-to-school. And then in Smart Articles by Smart People, the dads will discuss an article called 27 Micro Habits That Require Only a Few Minutes a Day. And they'll see if they fail or nail each one. And finally, they'll wrap up with a quiz on back to school. To be sure to stick around for that. They'll finish with a couple of this or that's, and finally, things that make them smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, I've got not one, but two joke tellers in the house tonight. What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Josie.
Hey, Josie. Welcome to the Backyard Dojo. Not to be confused with the Ken Mojo Dojo. What is your joke tonight?
What do you do when a lemon gets sick?
What do we do when a lemon gets sick? Gentlemen? They don't know. Give it.
Lemonade.
Lemonade it is. Nice work, Joe. Now our second joke teller is going to come in from the outside. Come on in, ma'am. What's your name?
Lola.
All right, Lola, what is your joke this evening?
What did the janitor get when he opened up the closet?
What did the janitor get when he opened up the closet? Why don't you tell me?
Supplies!
Supplies! All right, let's give a nice round of applause to our two joke tellers. You're allowed to applaud if you're a father and you're in the house unofficially. All right, thank you, ladies. Coming around the corner with, I believe, a nice refreshing end of summer beverage. The guys will be here next. Coming up next, the Dad Timeout Show.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, the boys are back in town. Welcome in, gentlemen. Welcome in.
Hi there.
Hey there, fellas.
On this humid summer evening, the boys are back in town. Welcome back, Benjamin Winter.
Yes, right. Yeah, yes. Good stateside. To be in this side of the pond, boys.
Yeah.
It's nice and sticky over here in the West Coast.
We've been following your travels through Romania. Yeah.
Do you have Find My iPhone on your own? Are you tracking me?
Yeah. I have Life 360, and you're the most enjoyable part of my day. Thank you for letting me follow you. Man, we got a lot to catch up on. Mm-hmm. We talked since Europe, since I went to Europe.
We went, right?
Yep.
And you went.
Yeah, well.
And then Mark went to Aptos.
Aptos.
Capitola, which is a town in California. Did you buy a sweatshirt?
No.
A lot of people go to California cities and then buy sweatshirts in the cities. It's really interesting. And then I cannot deny, well, there's two elephants in the room right now. One is this lovely gem of a green...
Is that Irish Spring?
Oh, is that Let Irish? Me tell you something.
Sorry. I got excited.
Not a sponsor yet. So, I was intrigued when Chris told me that all he really uses in life is Irish Spring and Pert. Right?
It's high school, man.
So, you know, and you know me, I'm all into my, like, special soaps, Native. Yeah. I've got I just got this cool sponge from Florida that I can't even, that's a whole other story.
They harvested it from the Caribbean Sea?
Some story around that. It was in some eco store, and I'm like, I gotta have this.
Greta Thunberg somewhere is, like, mad at him.
Yeah. Well, most likely.
Don't hurt the coral reef.
So, we've been having a little bit of a fly issue this summer here in our town, and on the great app that it is not, next door, I was following one of the up and down back and forth threads, and someone just piped up and said, "Hey, you know what really keeps flies away? Irish Spring.
No.
So then I started to Google it.
Well, you know, I was about...
Because two or three people vouched for it. They said, oh my gosh, yeah, that's a secret hack. So I kid you not, my wife and I went to Costco and I sent him the Irish Spring. And he, of course, he gets all like, oh, yeah, now join the club.
I mean, how many? You got to put one every 5 feet because I can smell it from here.
Why do you think I wear it? You know,
I'm about 6 feet away and I can smell it.
There's no flies by you, actually.
Yeah, see how there's no flies?
Right.
It truly works.
Does it?
It truly works.
So what are you doing? You're just putting a bar, bars around the backyard? Or?
Yeah, and they get sweaty, and they become more fragrant.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think in the commercial they carve it with the knife? It's so that you put little chips everywhere.
That's right.
I didn't even think about like
shaving around the camp.
It around. But yes, and actually it makes the backyard smell like a fresh, clean Irish cliff.
And you score some
Pert Plus
on there, and they're going to go.
I can't use that gel of a...
Dracar Noir, keeping it old school.
But you got Pert and Dracar. Yeah. Use a little depth gel in the hair.
That's something that's always working. You know?
Put on a little Yves Saint Laurent, a little Hathaway on the radio. So Irish Spring was the one thing I wanted to talk about because if we didn't want to lose listeners already, we've had that one. I have to say, as I'm going to bring this up and things that make me smile also.
Yeah.
You may or may not, I don't know if you follow me on the socials, but I took the girls down to see T-Swizzle.
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay.
Mm, where was it?
SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles.
Wow. Oh.
We probably overpaid. We probably, you know, who didn't in the place? It was worth every single second. Every single second.
That's awesome.
I tell you what, Mr. Macho Man, Sport Man. So, Stephen A. Smith, commentator on First Take.
Yeah.
Very opinionated, very strong, powerful broadcaster. I've gotten to meet him over the years. He's everything he is. He's just a great guy. But anyway, Smith gets on the next morning. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you. Let me tell you something else about Taylor Swift. And he goes on for 10 minutes on how he took his girls, and it was the greatest night together in their life. There was such camaraderie from the minute you arrived within the vortex of that stadium. And I'm telling you, LA's a big town. I can't imagine what Kansas City or Seattle or Dallas, Dallas is a big town too. They're all big towns, but like it infiltrates the town. Everybody around town is talking about the show. We went out to eat, and there were seven or eight. You could tell people that were heading because they'd have the stacks of friendship bracelets and the T-shirts and all the different
colors.
The disco
ball blazer.
And everybody would take an era. And then once you know all the tricks on, of like what choruses to sing where and what the secret lines are, and then you're all waiting for the surprise songs every night. It was worth every single dang penny. We came home the next day and we had friends over and we all sat glued. Somehow my daughter figured out how to stream the final concert on YouTube. I guess they do this. that is my first, your old one. I guess they do this now. But I tell you, man. If you have an opportunity to take your kids, it is 1,000%.
It's the show of the century, huh?
I had not seen a bigger pop culture phenomenon since, I'll go back to Michael Jackson, Madonna.
I said once that the last stadium band or stadium act was Coldplay, but Tay-Tay came along and proved me wrong.
Coldplay holds their own. No, don't get me wrong.
I mean, as far as size, like the super bands, the things that big, I thought it was done because labels were done and the music industry changed so much that I didn't think any band could be that big anymore. But
yeah, well, we're going to go see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl in October.
That's 110,000?
But it's different. It's just different. And the buzz before and after and what trends, like... And then I don't know, I'm not going to get into the whole story. I'm going to want to get into the show, but her last night of the thing, she wore all these different dresses, and then she announced that she's going to re-release 1989, which is one of her more popular albums, and she's doing all this to basically punch the man down, Scooter Braun, who
Don't know the story.
Oh, it's a long story. But anyway, she's re-recording every one of her albums. She can own her own music.
Oh, she wants to, yeah, she wants to master.
So, 1989, yes. So, 1989 is the next one. I think she has one more after that. But the whole country, the internet of Swifties, anyway, lost their mind. And it was such a reprieve also because there was such goodness in the air and the vibes were so positive. You could say that around many concerts, right? Everybody's there to kind of have a good time anyway. But man, even at my age, I came out of there like, holy crap. That was, I mean, even the Inglewood police were all there, you know, in our entrance anyway. They were all trading friendship bracelets. Like, it was amazing,
that's
man.
Awesome. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Nice. So anyway, that was all.
You are very excited. I'm excited for you.
I've been bursting to tell the Swizzle stories.
Hey, man, I would love to go. Okay,
all right, maybe we'll all go next.
Time now for the treats of the week. Treat.
All right, so let's move into the tweets of the week. I'm sorry, listeners, for my T-Swizzle rant. I hope you are on two times right now, and you just got through that. These are all back to school. We're all getting ready to go back to school. Mark, are you back yet with yours? One, two?
Two and one left.
Ben, how about you?
One in, two not in.
And then Chris, you got a collegiate.
You just started.
Collegiate.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're staggered. We got one in and two ready to go. So I figured this would be a good timely back to school if we can get it out within a month. This one's from the Cat Whisperer. These are all Twitter tweets. X's. Do you call them X's now? Do you call them threads? Should we call them threads?
What are you talking about?
Twitter's not Twitter anymore. It's
really?
X. Okay. Ben, this is 2023. We're going to bring you right in. We're going to bring you in.
He's been out of the country.
We're going to bring you in fast.
Latvia.
This is from at the Cat Whisperer. Mark, you'll appreciate this. Weird how the first day of school also coincides with the first day anybody's ever driven a car. Follow up from the Cat Whisperer. It's a four-way stop, not a Rubik's Cube.
Good.
Even to high school, I'm just learning, is a different ball game because like sophomore parent, there's always going to be the entitled douchey parents that are just going to plow their big old Lexus into whatever lane and try and get their kid. But what you see in high school, at least what I'm seeing already, is you could kind of know the freshman parents haven't figured it out. Now the sophomore ones kind of know the routine and they know where to hide and they know where to like. I'll be around the corner. I'll be in the gas station parking lot.
High school drop-off? I've never even seen that. Kids either get... What high school kid doesn't get themselves to school?
Oh, many.
Freshmen?
Many don't.
Yeah, we still are.
Okay,
we'll bike it.
Sophomore?
I found a moment of gentleness as I dropped off my daughter to school and watching the sixth grade parents as they were taking photographs of their children in front of the sign and standing in the driveway blocking traffic as the dad was holding two giant boxes of donuts and he was so thrilled as the mom took pictures of her daughter. And I just sat there and as my daughter was getting frustrated, I said, you know what? This is her first day of junior high. Let's give them that moment of just complete goofiness and let's just like let them enjoy their moment.
That's nice, Mark. Hold on.
What are you doing?
You'll find out. Okay. So I'm glad Mark had a moment of zen out there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
This is from probably our favorite Xer or Simon or Twitterer, Simon C. Holland. I'm a good dad, but not a know how to log into all these school apps good.
It's a swirl that our parents didn't have to do for sure. We don't need to know it all. Come on.
We added flyers, right?
We don't need to know.
I don't even remember what I did in high school, like how I got through or how my mother knew what was going on.
They mailed you something.
They didn't know. They didn't need to know. Lord.
My parents always knew when it was report card day.
Well, that's about it, man.
Yeah. I mean, I have three that I have to keep track of. And then if you throw the sports thing into that, because our school in particular is switching to team snap this year. Mm-hmm. There's team snap. There's the high school thing. There's great
parent
school. There's
square.
Power school. There's
parent square.
Schoology. Yeah. Matilda.
Schoology. The other
Matilda.
One.
Aries.
Yeah, Aries.
Holy moly.
Aries.
Yeah, I got Aries. Give me a. I hate it.
Yeah. What? Why?
why?
Some kids have multiple apps. It's like, why do I have to follow more than one app?
Yeah.
For we get the text update, and then I get a voicemail. I'll get a call like 3 times a week from the school saying,
over-management.
Hey, this week, yeah, it's a lot of over.
Do they knock on your door and ask you if you
over management. I just stopped reading it all.
Children's grades.
We're all connected. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's is it?
It's not fine. It's fine. It's over.
Because there could be a whole discussion around that.
Like, well, I ignore it all because there's so much of it. So
you
now
can
I don't read anything.
If you choose, that's my point. Is that
if it was more pertinent, I'd read it. But eight emails a day, I don't read any of them.
Yeah. We got some advice from our counselor in the high school one, and she's like, "Look, you're gonna see what's coming in regularly now, but don't." She's basically like, let it breathe and don't be that like on every day what's happening in this app. And it's just the advice we got. I'm pretty hands off in that zone. But yeah, really interesting stuff. All right. Oh, here from Mama Jessie IEC. She says school communication, then flyer you hang on the fridge, school communication, now 87 emails about ordering a yearbook. The yearbook.
I'm glad it still exists. A little print. Yeah. I got my yearbooks in plain sight still, right there.
No, I have to hide my yearbooks in case my kids open them up and read the comments and stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What does that mean? Oh,
Daddy was young.
Daddy was young. That's not my yearbook. I think I have mine. I don't hate yearbooks. I don't. And I even like looking through theirs. Like, you know, my oldest one, she graduated out of her K-8, looking back and seeing them all, like, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. All right, I hate the multitudes or the Jostens. That was my era, the Jostens.
Got to get your class ring.
The ring. You want to hear the story about my class ring?
Yeah.
So, true story, it's not a really, if you're eating at home, don't put your chicken down and just... So I'm just going to make a long story short. I gave my class ring to my then high school sweetheart, you know, just to wear around her neck kind of thing. I know. And she took it off on her nightstand and her Irish setter ate it.
Oh, no.
I'm going to let you finish out the equation on that.
Who retrieved it? That's what I want to know.
The golden. Who? I see you can try to do somebody a play on words. It was a golden retriever.
No, who retrieved it?
No, moving on.
Let it go.
So this is from at the dad. Oh, this is a nice little just blurb. I thought this was very nice. At the dad says, okay, but your kid trying on new running shoes and doing a little run to see how fast they make him go is easily one of the best parenting moments ever.
Oh, yeah.
That's so sweet, right?
Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet.
I was just combing over the Twitters, and I found that one today. Here's one that we talk about pretty regularly. It's from at Honest Toddler. When my life flashes before my eyes, it's just going to be me yelling, put your shoes on, at my kids in a bunch of different pajama outfits.
Yep.
And then finally, a prayer for back to schoolers. May your kids find both shoes, the drop-off lines be short, and your coffee stay hot.
Amen.
That's the back-to-school prayer from Mary Fairy Bowberry.
Nice.
Oh, amen.
Just one final one post-prayer, just because this is what we always harp on. This is from at Not Today Eric. My son wanted to know what the 90s were like, so I left him on the side of the road without his phone. Coming up next, smart articles by smart people. That's good. All right, it's time for smart articles by smart people.
It's them.
These are 27 life-changing micro habits that require only a few minutes. Here's where I got this, gentlemen. I was thinking today, as kids go back to school, I was listening to a podcast, a good one that I like, called The Mom Hour. They were saying that if you're a stay-at-home dad, you know, or mom, time management becomes a thing because then all of a sudden you have all this time that you're trying to figure out how to do stuff. Where when you have kids, you're trying to squeeze all your work in the margins, right? Unless you go to a 9-to-5 kind of life. So it got me to this thought process of like, huh, is this kind of a renewal? Is this a new year? Is this kind of, instead of the new year resolutions, but like, is this a unique time to work on self-improvement while you finally are dropping kids off and you have a little break in your action where you know the kids are going to be at X place for X amount of time versus the summertime, what I'm saying. Because summertime, you're basically, they're home a lot and all that stuff. And now, obviously, at 9 o'clock in the morning until like 1 at least, you know, what are you doing in those hours if you're not working full time? So anyway, that was the process. So I thought we'd do like a fail or nail kind of thing. But the core of the article is pretty good. It's different approach. Start smaller, much smaller. Instead, strive to develop micro habits. Micro habits are simple daily actions that are easy to implement into your established routine and only require a few minutes of your time, if that. Drinking a cup of water in the morning, for example, before your coffee, so you're hydrated. Performing a minute of breathing exercise to manage anger. Reading just one paragraph of a book that seems daunting. And it goes on and on and on, describing all that. And then it gives us 27 micro habits. So, you know, I think fail it or nail it, right? Let's just go through them real quick. We won't bore the listeners, but maybe you can pick up a nugget or two and kind of have fun with it. All right, number one, upon waking up, staying in bed, performing 1 to 2 minutes of meditation where you set your intention for the day to come. What do you say, fail or nail? We can go around this way every time. Chris?
Yeah, I should probably do that.
You don't do that, so you're failing that. Ben?
I do it every morning.
Oh, see, nice. I do too, but Mark?
Fail.
Really?
Lying in bed and you do the two minutes?
I roll out on my knees and it's... Just take a couple minute of prayers.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
The minute my alarm goes off, I'm up and I'm out. Yeah,
me too.
I don't like stop for anything.
Well, my wife's up first. She gets up an hour almost before I do because she likes the quiet time. And then she can gently kind of nudge the kids and then it goes into full capacity. So during that time, if I, you know, because I wake up soon after because her alarm goes off and wakes me up, but I will do meditation. I'll do 5 minutes just, or I'll roll over and read a daily, you know, daily mantra or a daily inspirational quote or something like that. I forget about it 4 minutes later, but at least I get it done.
That's it. That's enough.
Drink a cup of water before your morning coffee to stay healthy and hydrated. Okay. Fail, nail.
Fail, yeah.
Orange juice count?
Sure.
Nail.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow.
First thing I do in the morning, water.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
You guys know my fresh squeezed orange juice problem.
Hoda Kotb taught me that back in the day when Hoda and I were hanging out together.
Oh, yeah, just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
No biggie.
I'll tell you, drinking a glass of water every morning is a good thing.
I drink so much water anymore, but like, I don't know if I'm trendy or if it actually works.
Drinking water has always been pretty cool.
It's always pretty smart, right?
I hate water.
That's what the cool kids are doing.
I'm still laughing about Ben's revelation last podcast that you know, drinking. if you guys don't drink
alcohol,
you'll feel better. I found myself not being like less tired.
Well, I tried it one day once, and it was amazing.
All right. Three, make your bed when you wake up to launch your day with an immediate sense of accomplishment.
I nail that one.
I do it too.
That was one of ours, though.
Very important.
Because of our podcast. So.
It's a little, I thought it was like my OCD thing, but it just feels good, I think, for anybody, no matter what.
Yeah. There's nothing like seeing that sucker ready for return and then leaving it. And ours is fluffy, so I can shake it out, and then I spray it down with stuff, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way,
send me some.
Casper pillow. Home run.
See, I got the purple pillow.
You know what?
No, rabbit holes.
Okay.
Number four, stretch for 15 to 30 seconds before you get dressed.
Yeah, I kind of have to just to get out of
it. I kind of have to because I'm old. Ben?
I stretch throughout the day.
All right. Ben does his face yoga as well.
Ben does it. Three times. Just while I'm peeing, remember?
Yeah. Okay, number five. Write for 2 minutes in the morning as you drink your coffee. Get your thoughts down on paper.
That's a weird
fail.
One.
Fail. No. I'm a failer.
Fail. Yeah.
Really? So I'll peak in Valley. Because a lot of times after my coffee kicks in, I will definitely get scatterbrain of like a million things I need to do. And I will take out a book and just write it down. But I've read that it's better to do it at night. And it eases your mind into sleep routine.
I do the to-do list, my tomorrow to-do list before I go to bed. That's kind of helpful to offload.
Yeah. Then you're offloading it, and then you're like, okay, I got it. Let me see. Number six, starting the day with positive, purposeful statements, like, today is going to be a great day.
That's a little too Jerry Maguire for me. I can't.
Really? Fail or nail?
I'm just, yeah.
I think it kind of rolls into the daily inspo, though. Right. I get something from Calm App or one of those guys. Practice gratitude when you're in the shower.
Yeah.
Or anywhere.
I'm trying to do what
well,
you
yeah,
said.
that's interesting.
I'm trying to do the gratitude. The shower? I do the journal now because of you.
Yeah.
Like trying to keep a little diary. And, hey, just what little am I thankful tiny for? Yeah, but yeah. Not in the shower.
Shower is my shower thinking is place, my... so that's only that's where it works about for like. You
know. I agree with that, and I've actually talked to a designer once.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
idea spot.
Can we make, yeah, like a whiteboard for the shower?
Yes.
Because you always come up with such great clarity for some reason.
It's the only place I'm alone in this entire earth. It's the only place I can be alone.
The outdoor one or the indoor one?
Most of the time outdoor nowadays.
Yeah. Listeners, Ben has for the built an the outdoor shower. That's all we're going to say.
Except for the neighbors watching.
I got an idea.
write it down.
On the whiteboard.
Joan, write this out. All right, number nine, vowing to get more sleep. Drive. Move your bedtime up by 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes.
That's just happening naturally for me. Yeah, I'm like watching TV, and then it's
that's
like
not realistic
10:54.
For parents.
Next thing you know, it's 9:27.
Here's one that I'm good at. Pretty much, charge your phone outside of your bedroom.
I like that.
It's my alarm clock, like it says in the article. Like it's my wake-up tool.
I told you what we got.
I know. I'm trying.
It's like this glow-in-the-dark egg that just kind of softly illuminates the room.
Basically, if you can get electronics out of the bedroom, I think you'll be a happier human. But
TV's still my vice, though.
In your room?
I can fall asleep to TV on.
Yeah, me too.
Even my wife will watch something to like, because our oldest usually stays up the latest, and so she'll finish it. So she'll watch. Oh, I don't even want to throw under the bus, but she watches some pretty obscure Bravo and stuff like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Replace one unhealthy snack. Right. Do you tend to have a handful of chips in the mid-afternoon? Vow to replace that with a handful of nuts.
My wife is pretty much locking down the
Mark's diet. Awfully quiet over there.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Cashews and almonds.
Yeah, he's already, he does all these.
He does all these.
He's really good. I'm like cashews and almonds. I like that's what's
forgot to, he forgot to feed one of the cats.
Hold on, let's hear from Mark.
You don't have to hear the new sound effects, man.
This guy's
having a good old time with the board.
You must have got a package.
We're having some fun over here.
Yeah.
Having some fun.
Great.
Okay, this is never going to happen in my life. Number 12, perform a 30-second wall squat while you brush your teeth.
Nice.
That wasn't funny until you said it out loud.
30-second wall squat.
It's really...
While you brush your teeth.
Oh, but no, it's a good one.
Listen.
That's the third one, brushing the teeth, that they're recommending. That's like, I mean, if you got 2 minutes, I think you could do the wall squat while you're brushing your teeth with the daily affirmation. Knock it all out right there.
And put your to-do list on the mirror.
Yes.
You can get so much done.
You can Tim Ferriss the whole bathroom.
I'm going to do this from now on. I'm going to wall squat while I'm brushing the teeth. And I'll toss in some affirmations.
Or on your squatty potty, which is a great invention on Shark
Tank. All
right, we're going off the rails. We're going off the rails. Let's bring it back on. 13, common sense. Want to cut out sugar? Instead of stirring in 2 teaspoons of sugar, stop at 1.5 and keep... Anyway, ooh, I don't know.
Skip that one.
Fail. Skip that one. Really?
I try to drink the diet soda.
Do sugar like a New Jersey diner?
But I'll do like the, I'll eat like gummy bears while I'm drinking a Diet Coke. So it just sort of cancels each other out, you know? Like I'm such a sugar junkie.
No, that doesn't cancel anything out.
It doesn't?
No.
Go on.
Okay, yeah. These are tips that are supposed to help you move forward in life. Just take minutes a day.
Not gummy bears and Diet Coke.
Okay, I've done this. Start each workday with 5 long and deep breaths to calm your mind and get ready for the day ahead.
Why not?
I've done that in my car. I've done it in car line. I've done it with little bouts of anxiety here and there throughout the day.
Breathing is the answer to most everything.
I agree. Well, calm in through the nose, out.
Yeah. I like that
one. Push out the thoughts.
Yes.
15, read a paragraph of work-related literature every day. Professional writing can be dry and dense, so breaking it up into small, tidy, daily sprints make you likely to get through it.
That's weird.
Yes, indeedy.
Really?
Do that, yeah.
I'm kind of like the guy that shrugs his shoulders on that one.
Me too. I don't know what they're talking about.
I'm going to just speed through some of these. Track your work victories. Mm-hmm. You guys track your work victories? Yeah. Fail or nail?
I nail that, yep.
Ben?
I don't.
Do you have any victories at work?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've never had a job, so.
Me neither. That's where I'm at.
In the Phoenix.
Yeah. No, definitely. Like, we little victories, and my wife and I are partners, so we celebrate ups and downs together a lot. So, yeah, that's great.
Again, these are just little nuggets. If one catches your ear, it's great. If not, no worries. Perform 30 seconds of breathing exercises as you wait for your coffee to brew.
Mm-hmm. What? No. Okay.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Brush your teeth and breathe.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Brush your teeth while you're making your coffee.
Go someplace and breathe.
You have 30 seconds left.
All right. I do this, and my wife will even add to this. She says she saw it in some YouTube video. Spend at least 2 minutes a day outside in the sunlight.
Yeah. Very important.
Yeah.
I have done that. That's why I love working out of here. Versus the hot, I'm pointing in my barn.
I mean, I'd say.
Well, 2 minutes. And then my wife likes grounding, so she'll walk out under the dewy front yard.
Mm. Heck yeah.
And nice. She loves that.
I am a big believer that your feet should touch the earth every day.
Every day,
he says. It's pretty hippie, but it's true, man. Connect yourself.
Like, I feel the earth move under my feet.
You did.
I feel the skies burning down. Well, I don't apply here either. Replace one soda or sweetened drink with a glass of water. Are you a soda guy?
How
many a
day? Seriously, probably like 4, 5, 6, maybe. Dr. Pepper, Whoa. Diet Dr. Peppers.
Oh, you're a corporate guy, so like free. They're in your little they're in your little zone.
Every time
zone.
I walk by, I grab one. It's probably so bad, but I love this. You know,
yeah. No. Well, our podcast will be three guys soon enough.
Yeah. Oh. I drink water all day long.
Really?
All day long.
But he's weird. He doesn't even... He says he doesn't...
Weird.
He doesn't do weird. Coffee.
Like, you're right.
You don't drink coffee?
No.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did know
Wait,
that.
Here's what Mark drinks.
What was that? Foghorn? What is? Come on. I can't hear it. I need the headphones.
He's got a whole...
Uncased new sound
effect
for me.
Can't wait to hear.
Oh, the Wizard of Oz is having a good time. All right. Number 22. I have done this before. When I'm facing down a lot of bills and stuff, take one quick look at all your bank accounts. Awareness of your finances is key to becoming more financially literate and sound when you know what's out there.
I'm kind of a mid on that. I check the Mint app all the time, but then I don't do anything about it. It's like, you're over budget on dining out. Oh, gosh. Oh,
yeah. You've spent $1,000 more than you usually spend in October.
Stupid Shouldn't Amazon. Have bought that Wagyu.
Yeah, exactly.
You should be fine.
Those martinis were expensive.
Jeez.
Number 23, always put one thing away before you leave whatever room. Oh, I like this one.
That's good.
Before you're in. If you're overwhelmed by clutter, you feel like you don't have time to clean, but habitually chipping away at the mess one piece at a time, kind of like Shawshank Redemption. When he would take the rock out to the yard every day. And
one little pocketful.
One little pocketful.
Yeah. It out.
And he had a chess set, right? We could all have chess sets. We just paid attention.
Yeah.
I do that. All right. That's a good one.
What do you think, Fuzzy Bridges?
Walk up and down a flight of stairs.
Oh, yes. Dude, I do this unintentionally, like, 30 times a day because I walk up the stairs and then by the time I get up there, I forgot what I walked up there for. Oh, so then I walk back down. And
I don't have enough stairs in my life, but they're, 20, they're great for you.
20 times.
Yeah. I don't have enough stairs in my life, but I have the bike.
We have stairs.
You live on like a mountain.
Stairs. Yeah.
I got crazy stairs.
To get into his front door is like, it's a complete workout.
Small workout.
Yeah. It is.
He's got the ropes. You know, he's
in the laundry room. Laundry room is downstairs. Yeah.
That's good for
you.
You
have to like rappel in.
Tom Holland.
Rappel in.
Yeah, pretty much. The spelunk.
Do you rappel?
Sometimes.
What?
Spelunk?
Yeah, that's how I do my laundry.
Spelunk. So he gets to the, checks the mail.
All right. Number 25. Yeah. Perform jumping jacks for 2 minutes.
Skip.
Pass.
Jumping jacks. Not since sixth grade.
That'd be like the Michelin man.
I mean, who
going
wrote
through
this?
My floor. Yeah.
There's a lot of momentum.
It would be like a, yeah, there's a lot of momentum there. Exactly. I might end up in the subterranean area of the house. 26, we're pretty good about this. Add one more vegetable or fruit to your plate. We've normalized fruit and veggies in here, so like we don't, we just do drive-bys all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, our if you were in our house right now, cabinets are just full of that. So yeah, there's no choices, like, right? Like if I'm doing my kitchen walkthroughs, it's like banana, no gummy bears.
I know.
No Dr. Peppers.
Only at work.
Yeah. All right, finally, 27. Vow to walk around for 2 minutes every hour you sit at your desk.
Yeah. Mm. Again, I run to the bathroom.
All right, well, that was a hit or miss list, and I'm sorry if we got derailed here and there. It may seem strange to do something for 30 seconds or just a few minutes, but that's an oddly achievable goal. It's the point of micro habits. Once you become used to the habits you set, you begin to do them naturally. It's incremental improvement, and as you continue to change, those once faraway goals might not seem so distant anymore. You know, I just got this app. Called.
How many apps are on your phone, man?
I'm an Instagram fool. Like, as soon as they're like, want to improve your memory? I'm like, yeah, I'll buy it. How much? $9.99 a month? Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk about that next show. Coming up next, a quiz on back to school.
No.
Quiz time! Parrot quiz! Quiz, 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 quiz.
Okay. It's a back to school quiz.
Bring it.
Who starred in the movie Back to School?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Dang it.
Yeah. That wasn't a question. That was just a random.
Oh, sorry.
All right. 10 questions. So the show's moving fast. Question number one. What term describes the fear of going to school?
Ooh.
Agoraphobia. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Agoraphobia. Arachnophobia. Or didaskinphelophobia.
I think it's the third last one.
It's
got to
be the last
third
one. Yeah.
The one I can't pronounce on a back to school quiz. Yes, it is didaskalinophobia.
Nice.
That's funny. I had that for the first 18 years of my life.
That's called puberty.
Yeah.
Or adolescence.
All right, here comes trivia question number two. Each graphite pencil has enough graphite to draw a line how many miles long?
Ooh, I like
that. Is the answer 25, 35, or 45
what?
Miles?
No, really?
That's like a whole year.
Man. Yeah. I would say even like 1 mile would be crazy.
Yeah, 25. No, the least. It's
25.
Be
it's got to be the least.
The answer is 35.
Oh, no way.
35 miles.
Let's try it out.
I don't believe it.
All right, number three. How many teachers are there currently teaching in the United States? 6 million, 7 million, or 8 million?
Let's go 8.
8 million.
Yeah. 7.
Correct answer is 8 million.
Ooh, 8 million.
Trivia question number four. What is the most popular color of Crayola crayon?
Red.
Sienna, blue, or red?
Red.
Everybody says red, but
blue. Sienna. Blue.
The answer is blue.
Yeah, the sky.
Yeah.
Prove it.
In what country are all students age 6 and up taught chess as a part of their curriculum?
Russia.
Answer. Armenia,
no.
Japan, or Norway?
Ooh.
Japan.
Norway.
Really, Japan?
Hmm. Correct answer is Armenia.
Armenia.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
All students age 6 and up taught chess as their curriculum in Armenia. So if you run into any Armenians,
you're
guaranteed a chess game.
Beware.
Number six, how much money does the average family spend on school supplies over a year? $400, $700, or $800? Average family.
Middle.
Seven.
Four?
The middle one.
It's seven.
It's a lot of money.
Seven.
The answer is 700.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
700 bucks.
Question number seven, in what year did yellow become the official color of the American school bus? 1939, 1949, or 1959?
I'm going 59.
You're going 59?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going to
go 59. 59 sounds good.
No, it sounds good, does it?
Uh-oh.
We got work.
Correct answer is 1939.
Wow, ooh, way back in the day, huh?
You guys getting a good sunset behind me?
No.
No, not tonight?
Medium.
We had rainbows the other night.
Clouds are pretty.
Question number eight. How much back-to-school shopping is done online in 2023?
All of it.
Approximately 25%, 40%, or 50%?
50.
I think 40%.
50%.
Because I think it's part of the fun. People still see part of the fun going with the
kids. Going
kid.
To like Safeway.
Did you enjoy it as a kid?
Pencil box and stuff?
Yes.
I totally loved that.
You pick out your Trapper Keeper, yeah, your lunchbox.
I think that's a little ritual people still enjoy, so I'm going to say 40.
The correct answer is 50.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's surprising even.
But I just remember like, I don't know if you guys did, but we had a stationery closet that would open up like once a month. And you could go in and purchase for like, you know, whatever, a quarter dollar in my elementary school. And you could get pencils. It's kind of like a book fair, but it didn't have that kind of vibe.
Get those troll pencils. The hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your memory's weird.
I know.
Why is it weird? Who doesn't remember troll pencils? It became a famous movie. You know who was in that movie?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll.
There's a Trolls 3 coming out, I believe.
Nice.
Trivia question number 9. Oh, sorry. That's not your company.
It's DreamWorks.
What country has the shortest average school day? Is it Finland, Austria, or France?
Finland. The happiest country. France, really, you think?
Bunch of slackers.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, man, we have a strong French like contingent on DTO.
I think Finland, too.
The correct answer is Finland. The happiest place in the world.
Happiest place in the world.
Wow. Is it? It's dark there.
It's dark at 2 p.m., that's why. Oh, go home.
I know. We just spent some time in Sweden. They were explaining the winter to us.
Yeah, wow.
And they're like, you don't get it unless you're here. But, like, kids go to school in the dark. They come home in the dark.
Awful.
And they have a whole room in their house dedicated to light therapy. But anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of
stuff.
That's
crazy.
And it's a beautiful country. But all right, question number 10. Where is the United States' oldest public school? Is it
Boston,
Philadelphia, or Providence?
Final question.
I got Rhode Island. Yeah.
Final question.
I have to stick with the one I said.
Yeah, Boston.
Correct answer is Boston.
I didn't even need to. You got some applause, I think.
All right. Coming up next, a couple thought-provoking questions and then things that make us smile.
What are those?
Thought-provoking questions, man. Come on. Have you never been here?
It's thought-provoking questions. Okay?
All right, it's time for thought-provoking questions.
Great Russian.
If you could, usually this or that, Ben. You know how they confuse you, so I changed it up a little bit. So it's not really this or that. It's more
of
like
a... You know
how
they confuse you.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to affirm that?
Yeah. All right, here's an easy one. Should be for everybody. What book have you recently read... And you would recommend?
Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing.
Really?
Judy Blum. Huh?
I love that. He said recently.
Yeah, I just read that. I don't know. I just, you know, bathroom reading. No, you guys don't? Never mind.
All right.
I don't read novels. I only read, like, heavy thinking books. So.
HTBs?
Darwin's Black Box.
HTBs.
Why do you do that? Reading is a release or an inspiration for me.
Oh no, yeah. I don't joy read.
I don't get into Dostoevsky.
I only read for info.
Oh, that's just grand. Mark,
Unbreakable. I'm reading Unbreakable.
Oh, that sounds nice. The movie?
No, it's a book.
There's a movie though. Like, yes, why would you waste your time with reading a book when you can just see the movie?
M. Night Shyamalan.
You know. Said by everybody who watches movies and doesn't read.
I'm reading
The Bible.
American Dirt.
What's that?
Fantastic. Recommended to me by my cousin, who recommends a lot of books to me. I just finished Educated, which is very, very good. American Dirt is a story of migrants that make their way up from both Honduras and Acapulco. And it's a fictional book. But it mirrors what's happening right now, and it's incredibly, incredibly good. I highly recommend it. If there's one, there's a lot of quotes on here, but it really develops your empathy about all the situations that you see, out there in migrants in general.
Well, I've been an immigrant, and it was hard to understand that until I was one.
Mm-hmm.
I worked very hard to stay in the Netherlands.
To the Netherlands,
Every year for 7 years, it was a huge struggle to stay with my wife.
Yeah.
Because they didn't recognize marriage there.
Well, there's part of that that gets in there about how, especially here, too, when visas run out for a husband or the husband passes away and the wife didn't have her. Anyway, there's...
Interesting.
You really see a lot of situations. You have a lot of thoughts of like, wow, I never realized that or that could happen anyway, in any country.
It's crazy anywhere. When they want to...
All right, so question number two. I think somebody's inflating a pool around here somewhere. So,
or something. Inflating a pool.
Yeah, late in the summer, just inflating a pool. What have you bought that you love so much you would happily buy it again? Now, you know my list in this could go on forever and ever and ever.
I've been buying cinnamon candy. Called
really?
Cinnamon Lovers on Amazon. I've been like on the search for the best cinnamon candy and I found this and now like I do the subscribe. Like I even do the setup where it just keeps sending it to you every week.
Cinnamon candies.
Yeah, Cinnamon Lovers it's called. They're so yummy.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I did not.
I gotta say, highly recommend. Why are you giving me crazy looks?
That's Mark. Mark's looking at me.
He doesn't like his candy. I know.
I could do a total ad for these people, but
yeah.
I've struggled to find the best perfect pillow for a long time.
Which one did you get? I got the purple.
I got the Casper.
Casper, okay.
And
that's the brand?
I'm going to buy another one.
Really?
Yeah. And then on the trail of Casper, because someone on the internet seems to know me, they recommended Cozy Earth sheets, and I did the double header. It's like I'm sleeping on a freaking cloud.
Dude, I'm all in on the sleep investing.
Yes.
Of course, dude. Man, what's better worth your money? Nothing.
Yes.
Third of your life.
I'm not getting those sheets at IKEA. Yeah. Mark?
I can't. Uh-oh. I can't think of a thing that...
He has everything already.
He has everything.
No, there's nothing like that. I mean, I was thinking about it. Like, there's nothing that...
All right.
Exciting.
All righty, then.
I buy black-on-black Van slip-ons for the last 20 years. I've never gone without. Does that count?
Sure.
Yeah. It brings you joy, man.
If it brings you joy.
They're just a perfect shoe. I mean, almost any... Black-on-black... Van slip-ons.
They're the perfect shoe for maybe fashion and simplicity.
Yeah. Not for the plantar.
As Chris and I are getting to talk quite regularly.
But the weird thing is, I've done building projects in them. I've done Disney in them. They're very comfortable. It's very strange.
Not if you have flat white feet. Then so, you got
flat white like the cup.
You got to
like
graduate to the Hokas.
Yeah, now we're in Hokas and Foot Joys. It's like living on a cloud. All right, final question in this genre. If you could pick up a skill instantly, what would it be?
Piano.
Really?
Yeah, I've been struggling. I've been watching YouTube videos. My wife made me get rid of the drum set. So, like, I like have a little...
You owned a drum set.
A little Casio keyboard. So
you're like an onion. It's just... You never get to the center. Layers.
There's a lot you can learn on YouTube, right? You could learn these, like, songs. And
there's
an app
called Simply Piano. It's $100 a year, and it's super...
$100 a year. Okay. Yeah, that's cheaper than piano lessons.
I use
lessons.
It for my kids.
Yeah. I forget what one Kiri uses, my daughter.
It's like an app, though?
And it hears you play, and it has different profiles for the whole family. It's very good. Simply Piano's great.
See, I'm getting nice sunset behind you guys.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, cotton candy. It's not awful.
It kind of puts you in this favorable pre-autumn light.
Dude, vanilla sky. It's a cozy, very happy day. We're all in shorts and t-shirts.
I have to go with Chris. I would say... Guitar. Yeah.
Really?
If I could pick up a skill, I would love to just play. I've tried. I got one for Christmas, and I strum it occasionally. I'll do the I have the Gibson app, so I'll play until I get frustrated. Then I set it down, and it collects dust, and I feel guilty, and then I play. So I'm not there yet, but it's like a book for me. I put this book down 4 times before now I, like, just go for it. So... You may be hearing Freebird next time you come over.
Micro habits.
Micro habits. One chord a day.
One chord a day. Yeah, 25 seconds.
Is that right?
No. Mark, what skill would you pick up?
I think I want to be a surgeon.
No,
why not?
Why not? Practical.
I mean, is that where,
I love that. I watch like Dr. Pimple Popper. I'm like, I could do that.
Let's just be a surgeon.
Oh. I can't even hear that.
Oh, the show?
It just grosses me out.
But, you know, like... surgery, right?
Yeah,
Stitching people up. And
yeah.
No, I wouldn't want the pressure of fixing another human.
No, I'm good with that.
I mean, I'm all about the help, but I'd rather give you money or buy you food than fix your appendix.
Yeah.
Ben, but any skills?
I think I would like to magically know every language.
Ooh.
Like, just, I'd love to be able to float between languages.
That is actually pretty cool.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That would be really cool.
You know.
Isn't there a universal language?
There is. Love. English.
Mathematics, love. They say, English, right?
Love. Mathematics.
Mathematics.
Yeah. Mathematicas.
Ben, what are your deep philosophical thoughts on this?
I won't
You've
take
been
the
reading,
bait.
I'm
going to take the bait.
War and Peace. And
when you're looking at me with a big old grin, I'm not really. I know
he's
not a serious
sound bite.
It's not a real question.
What's the sound right. effects for that one?
All right, we got a little bumper of time, so I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Ben.
Yes.
Now we know you've chosen not to have alcohol and how it makes you feel. It makes you feel better, less
As
tired.
As I'm enjoying your wife's...
I don't know what she made tonight.
So the question is, if you could only drink one type of alcohol for the rest of your life, what would it be? One type. You're beer. On an island.
Beer, huh?
Beer.
Really? You're a beer, too, over there, right?
I mean, you got stuff.
NorCal beer blog plug there? See how I...
There's it? So much beer. It's so
really?
Good.
You're not going to, like, do the Scotch guy?
No, I love Rye. I'm into Rye. Pretty religiously, but beer is just a universe. So.
Mm.
I'm Chris? A Midori guy. You know, like I don't like alcohol that much. So yeah,
Chris,
like
you always have a melon ball if you're ready to roll.
The Baileys, I love Baileys.
Baileys,
funny, yes.
I don't know. I would say maybe tequila.
Oh my.
But it's like, kind of a same taste. The thing with beer is such a huge spectrum of taste.
And that's exactly why I'd have to go with beer, too. Yeah.
No, you get people fighting about that. Tequila's all sorts of
Of course, but
different
not
places
as diverse as beer.
Yeah, I'm no just way. Talking good sipping, like, good, I don't know.
I love tequila neat, but like, it's nothing's more diverse than beer.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot more to play with.
Like I just said, that's why.
All right. Mark?
I agree with beer. I mean, wine would be a close second just because there's variation in wine. But I mean, you know, I'd go beer.
But a stout to a sour to a...
Oh, an IPA and a porter and geez. A wheat and
no.
cream ales. And
Chris what and I it? With Midori and tequila.
Midori and tequila.
Ben and Mark on the with beach. The beer.
What is it?
All right, coming up next.
On the board.
These look
things that make us smile. All right, it's time for things that make us smile. To finish with a little gratitude, a little happiness. The sunset tonight makes me smile.
It's gorgeous.
End of summer.
I'm ready.
Makes me smile. You know how I despise July? Taylor Swift, August.
Oh, yeah.
It's Taylor Swift, August for me.
Yours.
Still got the glow.
I still got it. I was listening to her in the car today when I was picking my daughter up from school. I'm singing August and back to December. Swizzle makes me happy. The kids all moving forward. We had it was such a wonderful summer, and we're so grateful for that. All of us, all four of us, five of us, and the dog. Dog had a good summer because he got to party with other dogs. But I do look forward to the reset. I got a little hiccup here. Oh, and then football season starts this Saturday. So there's a lot to look forward to, and all those things make me smile. But family getting up and running, getting the house reordered for the fall. Next time you come over, it'll be fall, y'all. Chris?
Oh, man. I guess the big one was going to my kid's college orientation and getting to meet her roommate. And then
UCLA.
I was kind of nervous, like, because, you know, my kid's kind of, you know, nerdy and had all the Star Wars gear. And the roommate showed up with a Star Wars T-shirt on. So I was like, okay, this might work out. So that was, like, pretty awesome. We took them to Disneyland and all that. And, yeah, we had a good time.
And that's a pretty good sign when your new college roommate gets to go to Disney and roll.
Yeah, I was trying to earn some points there.
Yeah,
some
why cool not? Points. You're a good dad.
And then my oldest, starting high school this past Monday and kind of, starting that all over again. But, just kind of looking forward to the adventure that that's going to be. So
when's she take off?
What's that?
She's gone.
My oldest is gone in a couple of weeks.
Dang, yep. Dog.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird. And then you're getting down to the emptiness.
Yep, halfway
you
done.
You got a couple more years of podcasting, and then you're out of here. Ben?
Well, I've smiled at least three or four times looking at that awesome hat of yours. It's everybody, MK's wearing a neon, neon pink hat with a frog on it.
Yep.
And it's just a very happy thing.
What is that?
It's the best hat for anybody. It's the hat he was born to wear.
I can't tell. Yeah. Can't talk about it. It's like Bruno.
Okay.
Oh,
it's like Fight Club.
I love when a string of lights have no bulbs that are out. That makes me really happy. And also, I've had a really cool week. My wife is still over in Europe, and my daughter was forced to spend a week with me alone.
Nice.
And she, well, yeah, I thought so. She was very upset about it, but it's been a very cool. I was very determined to not be a stressy dad and just like help her get into school. It was just us, and like so, it was a very special week because she was stuck with me, and we had a great week. We didn't.
Love that.
That's awesome.
Super sweet.
Sometimes and she those slept with me in times.
Bed, you yeah, know, nice. Like, you know, it was just very special because she was, it was just us and she only had me.
Mark? She's,
yeah, we cruised to the end of the summer, got to hang out in Aptos, got to have peaceful moonlight on the ocean, the sounds of waves as you sleep. And then after that, we took... Because my youngest was bummed that I was taking the older kids to concerts over the summer. So he said he wanted to go to a concert. I'm like, who do you want to see? So he told us. So we took the whole family to go see Tears for Fears and in Wheatland. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, as you were talking, MK, about the Taylor Swift concert, it's interesting taking your kids to concerts of bands that are like your bands and then have them be like super pumped. My 7-year-old, when Head Over Heels came on, he like hit my arm because he was so excited that they were playing that song.
That's
and
crazy.
It was just to see my family belting out it's probably a similar situation. Just the crowd was cool and it was a good situation. And then, the two of my three kids that are in school right now were just so pumped to go back to school and to see them be excited to go back to school and then get home from school and have that same energy, that positivity about loving the school year and being excited about the school year. I've got, you know, a senior and an eighth grader, so they're both going to be moving on after this year with their next adventure in life. So it's nice to have that kind of kick off of the new year of them being excited. It makes it easy to be like, oh, hey, we're all excited then. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that should wrap us up right here at the sunset.
Leaf blower.
Oh, no, it's the inflatable pool's almost done in the background. Yeah. We are live from the backyard, so we accept all natural noises back here. This is not a fancy hunky-dory studio.
All suburban, yeah.
Yes. All right, well, we appreciate you listening and hanging in there and hanging on. And there's our courtesy dog bark to finish the night. And we'll give you a little bit of this, but we want to thank you for listening. Please follow us on the gram. The X or the Facebook.
Peace.
We're the Dad Timeout Show, and we're
out
of here.
See you. Bye.
That's funny.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Timeout Show. And we're out of here.